Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourselves. Now, how you do that, I don't know. I can give you some suggestions. Sit up, pay attention, tighten up, call your mom and them, brace yourself, act right. All that applies to the beginning of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Here it is. It has begun. And to make you feel real comfortable, I'm is Steve Harvey. She be Shirley Strawberry.
I'm not comfortable. Good morning, Steve.
Okay. Hon is Carla Pharrell.
I'm just going to go with it. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Look at him. That there, Junior.
That there be who I is.
Go on now. Nephew Tommy.
Go on over here. Right here. Yes, sir.
Yeah. The only one uncomfortable with all this was that bougie Shirley Strawberry.
Whatever, sir.
Always trying to speak proper grammar. Like, yeah, that's everything. You got to learn how to talk. Well, this is how I talk.
Man, it's really proper your whole life.
I remember when I first heard you on the radio. You were saying it may have been a few days before I came in to work with you in LA, Steve. You said, don't be calling up in here talking to me about how I talk.
No, because we in LA. Yeah.
This is it.
Because somebody had faxed me today. You so country. Hey, you say your paper. Say you pay you because you're wasting it. Because I'm not finna change. I did that one time in my career. It never happened again. Don't be calling up in here talking about how I talk.
Exactly.
If that's what your facts say, we're going to tear it up and leave it in the flow. Because wasn't nobody really emailing much. You know,
yeah.
I had
that was
well,
2000.
Yeah. But faxing was big. I told him, you just waste your paper. All y'all fax on the floor. Ain't nobody studying y'all. Nobody got to me and talking about, you so country. This Los Angeles. I don't know why they hired your country ass. Because they don't know you. Don't nobody know you. You talk proper as hell. Don't nobody know you or like you. That's why I'm on the damn radio.
I was like, okay.
Boy, Shirley came in that first day. She was just looking upside my head. I was looking upside her and said, well, whatever, you know.
Oh, that's what kept me my job, really.
Yeah, I said, you know, so I sit here and look at her. But she can quit telling me how to talk. I don't know what she talking about. Steve, did you mean to say that? Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know no other way to say it.
I was just glad I did my homework so I knew who I was dealing with, what
Girl.
Was going to happen when I got there. All right, Steve, coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we're going to do Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.